back. We're here on the Rational Revolution, and we're talking with Jay Walker, the co-founder of Gays Against Guns. We were talking about direct action, and it was what that is and how that goes. And we're kind of getting into the illustrious 2016 to now era. And, it's been interesting to kind of see where things have gone. And I think, you could correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, but, I think direct action and protests in general ever since 2016 has really become commonplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. How have you seen that, since the rise of Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, like I was saying, right after that election, meetings started happening here in New York at the LGBT Center and other spaces. I joined three separate organizations.
Oh my gosh.
that were founded right after that.
Oh,
people were just we're just all in, because we were in, especially in New York, because New York is a very specific circumstance as it relates to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
New Yorkers
yeah.
know him right. best, especially New yes. Yorkers of a certain age. New Yorkers, say, older than, say, 40.
Oh, sure.
We knew Donald Trump very, very well. We had lived through Donald Trump. He had been in our newspapers. We knew exactly what he was all about in a way that the people in the other 49 states who only knew him from The Apprentice or interviews about his, his ghostwritten books did not know him.
Yeah.
And so, which is, when you look at the election results for New York, for New York, Donald Trump lost the borough of his birth. He lost
yeah.
the borough that he spent his entire adult life in. He lost the entire city of New York. He lost the entire state by huge margins because we know what he's really all about.
Right.
And so because of that, New York was a very, very fertile breeding ground because, in many ways, New Yorkers were like, oh my God, I kept, the people, we went from this space of this guy's a clown. No one's going to vote for him. He's a buffoon.
Yep.
He's a joke. We know this so very well, too, as we got closer and closer to the election, as we got to October 2016, it's like, oh my God, what is wrong with this country?
Yeah.
Do they not see who this person is?
Yeah.
And so after the election, all of that just sort of coalesced into this sort of huge resistance movement that New York in many ways led, but that was very broad and national.
Yeah. And it's, which is great. How do you take the message outside of New York? How do you broaden that coalition?
Well, the beautiful thing about New York is that it is one of the major media capitals of the country.
Yes.
And you have to be very smart and very strategic about going to strongly mediagenic locations and events, but also to craft messages and signage that is instantly translatable. And with Gays Against Guns, we chose to really hone in on a lot of very particular messages about what the Trump presidency, what the overall goals of the conservative movement are regarding guns, and very simple messaging that could be picked up. So for instance, one of the things, because I said earlier that we sort of followed the ACT UP model, right? And one
yeah.
of the things that ACT UP did really well is, in ACT UP, for people who don't know who are listening, ACT UP is the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power. And it was founded in 1987 by people who were just disgusted by what the then Reagan administration was doing about HIV AIDS.
We're not doing it. Yeah.
which was nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Which was not even mentioning the word, I think, except maybe once during his entire two-term presidency. And so there was the direct action piece of it, which we talked about already. But the other big piece of it was research, was to like delve into the subject at hand. So the activists, they basically split in half. They, one half focused on direct action campaigns, the other half focused on doing the research into epidemiology, into how drugs are brought to market, into how studies are done, into, you know, all of the different aspects of the pharmaceutical industry and its relation to government, all of the laws that are on hand about clinical trials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they, through that research that then informed the direct action and got huge policy changes made in the way that our entire health system, especially as it relates to medicine, handles infectious diseases. And, you know, that when we look at COVID-19, the way that the vaccines were brought to bear and so quickly, I mean, in less than, in less than a year, we had vaccines that were able to be deployed, you know, around the world. That speed, that alacrity, that enabled that to happen was a direct result of the work that ACT UP activists did to change the way that epidemiology and clinical trials and the entire process of bringing new medications to market was done. So for Gays Against Guns, we, you know, started really looking into all of these forces that are, that had been arrayed against making common sense gun violence prevention legislation able to be passed.
And we're talking, and we're talking with J.W. Walker, who's the president and co-founder of Gays Against Guns. What are those things that you do advocate for?
So in terms of advocating, we definitely want to reinstate the assault weapons ban. When we looked at what just happened at Appalachee High School, it crystallizes, you know, the way that assault weapons have metastasized in our culture. We have a 14-year-old boy who had the FBI visit his home less than a year, about a year ago, because they received a tip that he had been making comments or threats or posts about wanting to shoot up his school. The FBI visited his home. His parents said, "Oh no, I only, you know, I never allow my son to be, you know, in the presence of my guns." His father had lots of guns, without supervision. This alleged threat is a lie. He never said it.
Right.
That happened maybe about a year ago. A few months later, that father then gifted.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
An AR-15.
I can't imagine what a tone deaf thing would be, you know, like after the FBI comes and says, "Hey, your kid's doing this, we should really talk about, you know, oh no, no." And then, okay, great, he's fine, here's an AR-15. We're going to continue this discussion with J.W. Walker, president and co-founder of Gays Against Guns, here on the other side. And we're going to talk about some personal stories here as well. So we'll see you.